Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, September 11th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Wednesday's iPhone event will be live streamed on Twitter for the first time. Previously, iPhone events were only available to stream through Safari, the web browser, Apple TVs, and Microsoft Edge browsers on Windows 10. The event starts at 10 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time and can also be streamed via Apple TV and Apple's event site. India's Aadhaar identity database, which includes biometric data and personal information of over 1 billion Indians, has been compromised by a software patch that disables critical security features. This is being reported by HuffPost India after what the publication says was a three-month-long investigation. The patch, which cost about 2,500 rupees or around $35, allows unauthorized access from anywhere in the world to generate Aadhaar numbers at will. The patch disables the enrollment software's GPS security feature, iris recognition system, and once the patch is installed, enrollment operators don't have to provide a fingerprint to use the software. Google is being investigated in Arizona over allegedly recording location data about device owners using Android, even after those device owners believe they've opted out of that kind of tracking. Attorney General Mark Brunovich initiated the inquiry, and sources tell the Washington Post that this may pressure other states and the federal government to follow suit. A document that was dated August 21st said that hired lawyers would help probe an unnamed tech company and its, quote, storage of consumer location data, tracking of consumer location, and other consumer tracking through smartphone operating systems, even when consumers turned off location services, and take other steps to stop such tracking. T-Mobile said Tuesday it signed a $3.5 billion multi-year agreement with Ericsson to support its 5G network deployment. This follows a $3.5 billion deal that T-Mobile signed with Nokia in late July. Under the Ericsson deal, the Swedish telecom gear provider will supply 5G new radio hardware to T-Mobile. T-Mobile is currently awaiting regulatory approval on its planned merger with Sprint. Alibaba launched a joint venture valued at around $2 billion with Mail.ru, the Russian company offering social media, email, and food delivery services to 100 million registered users in the country. Alibaba launched its All Express service in Russia several years ago. Under the new deal, the company will hold 48% of the business, 24% goes to Megaphone, 15% goes to Mail.ru, and the remaining 13% take goes to RDIF. Megaphone has also agreed to trade its 10% stake in Mail.ru to Alibaba in a transaction that is worth around $500 million. Impossible Aerospace unveiled a new battery-powered quadcopter drone in Las Vegas, which the company says has a battery-first approach. The electric drone, called the US-1, can fly four times longer than competitor drones, the company says, which is up to 2 hours rather than 30 minutes. Impossible Aerospace says it's already selling drones equipped with optical and thermal sensors to firefighters, police departments, and search and rescue teams in the US. The company was founded in 2016 and is based in Sunnyvale, California. 7-Eleven announced Apple Pay and Google Pay are now accepted at around 10,000 7-Eleven locations across the United States after a smaller rollout last month. The 7-Eleven Now app for placing on-demand orders with Apple Pay is now a payment option, as is the 7 Rewards loyalty program that allows customers to earn points for purchases. And the 7-Eleven bot on Facebook Messenger lets customers get quick answers to questions. And finally, a project designed to clean up 88,000 tons of plastic floating in what's being called the Great Pacific Garbage Patch began on Sunday. The Ocean Cleanup Project started towing its Ocean Cleanup System 001 from San Francisco to a trial site around 240 nautical miles or 260 miles offshore. The hope is that a combination of wind and waves will push System 001 into a U-shape and start collecting the plastic. A 10-foot-long skirt hanging underneath will collect pieces of plastic as small as a millimeter in size. Boats will later scoop up and take this plastic to shore for recycling. After the trial, the project will be towed another 900 nautical miles to begin the much larger cleanup of the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. Crews will stay at the patch for around 6 months to continue monitoring, and hope is that autonomous vehicles will do more long-term cleanup work afterwards. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.